English USA vous présente African Voices in Conversation, des conversations en anglais qui ont attrait à la vie quotidienne au Sénégal. Pour télécharger ces leçons, allez sur le site internet www.lavoixdelamérique.com, cliquez sur Apprenez l'anglais et retrouvez les leçons d'anglais spéciales Sénégal. La tournée en ville de Binta continue. Cette fois-ci, Nando, son neveu, est avec elle à la boulangerie du coin. Écoutons leur conversation. Vous répondrez par vrai ou faux, true or false, à ces deux énoncés. 1. Le boulanger est un professionnel. 2. Binta préfère la gastronomie française. Vous répondrez aux trois questions suivantes. 1. Avec quoi ce boulanger fabrique-t-il le pain? 2. Combien de baguettes Binta veut-elle acheter? 3. Qu'amène la colère selon le boulanger? Vous entendrez des mots relatifs à la boulangerie et aussi comment faire une suggestion en anglais. Écoutons leur conversation.
Auntie, this bakery sells the best French baguettes in the city.
That's right, young man. You are at the right place. And I am the right baker. I have a certificate in baking.
Did I hear you correctly? You went to school just to learn how to make bread?
Exactly. Making bread is a science. It's French gastronomy. How many baguettes for you?
I'll take 2 big baguettes.
Auntie, French baguettes can't be big.
Why not? Wait, what do you make these baguettes with? Do you use cassava flour or millet flour?
Neither. French bread is traditionally made with wheat flour.
Ha! I'd rather have 2 big baguettes made of millet flour.
That's fine. If you order them for tomorrow...
That won't do. I want bread for my breakfast.
Why not just use the French bread, Auntie?
I don't want French breakfast. I want local breakfast.
Auntie, that's not possible. They only sell French bread here. Just get that, and I'll make some good millet porridge with sour milk.
Ah!
You are getting angry. Anger brings hunger. What's about your order? Do you want the millet bread for tomorrow?
Forget about it. By the way, tell me, did they at least teach you how to make a good porridge at that fancy bread school?
Auntie, calm down. Why don't you at least take the croissant?
All right, I will. I can have a French dessert after my local porridge.
Vous avez entendu Binta, Nando et le boulanger. L'énoncé 1 est vrai. Le boulanger est un professionnel. L'énoncé 2 est faux. Binta préfère la gastronomie française. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Avec quoi ce boulanger fabrique-t-il le pain? De la farine de blé. 2. Combien de baguettes Binta veut-elle acheter? 2 baguettes. 3. Qu'amène la colère selon le boulanger? La colère amène la faim. Vous avez entendu les expressions suivantes. Écoutez et répétez.
What's about your order?
Why don't you at least take the croissant?
Ces questions avec what et why permettent de faire des suggestions. Répétez ces autres exemples.
What about having porridge?
Why don't you add some sugar in your coffee? Répétez maintenant cette phrase.
I'd rather have 2 big baguettes.
L'expression I'd rather a permis d'exprimer la préférence ou le choix. Répétez ces autres exemples.
I'd rather go back to Bantuka.
I'd rather smuggle bicycles. Vous vous avez entendu dans ce dialogue, Binta, Nando et le boulanger, et entendu des mots relatifs à la boulangerie, vous avez aussi entendu comment faire une suggestion et entendu comment exprimer la préférence avec « I'd rather ». Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph. La prochaine conversation est l'interview. Interview d'un Américain venant de la Floride, c'est-à-dire l'État de Floride, en anglais Florida. Kathy va demander à Robert Harris, Where are you from? D'où venez-vous? Il va répondre avec la contraction, I'm from Florida. I am from Florida. I'm, c'est la contraction. Je viens de la Floride. I'm from Florida. Kathy dit à son invité « Good morning, Mr. Harris ». Par politesse, elle choisit de l'appeler par son nom de famille, « Last name ». L'invité, Robert Harris, va dire en se présentant « Please call me Bob ». Il préfère être moins formel. Une autre façon de demander d'où vient quelqu'un, « Are you from ?» Êtes-vous de « Are you from ?»« Are you from Orlando ?» Elle lui demande « Are you from Orlando? Écoutez, listen.
Now it's time for our interview. Our guest today is Robert Harris. Good morning, Mr. Harris.
Good morning, Kathy. Please call me Bob.
Okay, Bob. I have a question for you.
Please go ahead.
Okay. Where are you from?
I'm from Florida.
Are you from Orlando?
No, I'm not. I'm not from Orlando. I'm from Miami.
That's very interesting. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Our guest is Bob Harris. He's from Miami, Florida.
Comme vous l'avez entendu, il y a plusieurs façons de demander d'où vient une personne. Vous avez entendu « Where are you from ?» Et maintenant, vous venez d'entendre « Are you from Orlando ?» Et moi, je vous demande « Are you from Congo? Are you from Rwanda? Are you from Senegal? Are you from Niger? Are you from Burundi? » Et vous allez répondre avec la contraction de I am en répétant après moi. I'm from Congo. Et répétez. I'm from Congo. I'm from Rwanda. I'm from Senegal. Écoutez et répétez. Listen and repeat.
Where are you from?
D'où venez-vous?
I'm from the United States.
Where are you from?
I'm from Florida.
Where are you from?
I'm from Miami.
Where are you from, Max?
I'm from San Francisco.
Where are you from, Kathy?
I'm from New York.
Une question pour vous. À vous de répondre.
A question for you.
Une question pour vous.
Now, here's a question for you.
Listen for the bell, then say your answer.
Donnez votre réponse.
What's your name?
Comment vous appelez?
Nice to meet you.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois.
Au micro, Michel Joseph. Michel Joseph à la Voix de l'Amérique, heureuse d'être de nouveau avec vous pour cette 30e leçon d'anglais English USA. Au cours de cette prochaine leçon, Martin Lerner va interviewer l'entraîneur d'une équipe de football pendant la demi-heure d'entracte au cours du match. L'entraîneur va parler de ce qu'il attend de son équipe et aussi de ses projets futurs concernant l'entraînement d'une équipe de football. USA diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. Dans la leçon d'aujourd'hui, vous apprendrez à vous servir de questions et de réponses à propos de ce que vous voulez ou de ce que vous voulez faire. Martin Lerner va interroger l'entraîneur d'une équipe de football dans le vestiaire. Vocabulaire: coach, entraîneur. Team, équipe. Coach, team.
Coach Ivranek, thanks for meeting with me. May I ask you some questions?
Yes, I have about 10 minutes now.
The team looks very good. Are you happy?
Yes, I'm very happy. The game is too slow. I want to see more action, but I'm happy.
I don't want to talk only about this game. I want to talk about coaching.
Okay.
Did you want to be a university football coach?
First, I wanted to be a professional football player.
Did you play professional football?
I played for 2 years.
What happened?
I broke my leg.
In a football game?
No, in an accident. I fell out of a tree.
A tree?
It's funny now, but it wasn't funny then. I was playing with my children. I wanted to get a ball in the tree. I went up the tree, and the limb broke. I broke my leg in 3 places.
And no more football.
That's right. I wanted to play, but my wife didn't want me to play. My leg wasn't good.
Now you're a coach.
It's funny. I played football for 10 years. I never had an accident.
Do you like coaching?
Very much. I wanted to play football, but I like coaching very much. I'm very happy.
You played professional football. You coach university football. Did you want to coach professional football?
No, I wanted to work with younger men. First, I wanted to coach high school football. I like to work with young men and women.
Did you want to teach?
Coaching is teaching. I wanted to see the young men and women grow. I like to watch my children grow, and I wanted to watch other children grow.
Do girls play football?
My girls did. They were very good. Some schools have football for boys and girls.
You wanted to coach high school, but you are coaching university men now.
That's right. The university wanted me. They asked me.
What do you want to see this year?
I want to see my men grow. We're going to work very hard.
What do you mean, grow?
They were good last year. I want them to learn. I want them to become better.
They look good.
They are good. I want them to become better.
Écoutez bien encore. I want them to learn. Je veux qu'ils apprennent. I want them to become better. Je veux qu'ils s'améliorent. I want them to learn. I want them to become better. Au cours d'une leçon précédente, nous avons parlé des choses qu'on veut, par exemple, I want a new shirt, je veux une chemise neuve, I want a new dress, je veux une robe neuve. Maintenant, nous parlons d'activités que nous voulons entreprendre. I want to talk, je veux parler. I want to play, je veux jouer. I want to work, je veux travailler. Écoutez bien. Au passé, want devient wanted. Par exemple, I wanted to play. I wanted to work. I wanted to talk, etc. Écoutez bien.
I want to talk about coaching. I want to talk.
I wanted to get a ball. I wanted to get. I wanted to play football. I wanted to play. I wanted to work with younger men. I wanted to work.
Pouvez-vous répondre à des questions sur ce que vous voulez faire? Essayons d'abord ensemble. Do you want to play? Réponse possible. Yes, I want to play. I want to play football. Au passé. Did you want to play? Yes, I wanted to play. Autre exemple. Do you want to go? Voulez-vous partir? Yes, I want to go. Au passé. Did you want to go? Yes, I wanted to go. Allez-y vous-même. Do you want? C'est au présent. Did you want? Question au passé. Répondez au passé.
Do you want to play football? Did you want to go shopping? Do you want to buy some new clothes?
Excuse me, Martin. I want to talk to the team now.
Thanks. See you later.
Exerçons-nous avec ce verbe vouloir, to want. I want to talk. Je veux parler. I want to talk about coaching. I want to see. Je veux voir. I want to see the game. Je veux voir le match. Au passé, want devient wanted. À toutes les personnes. I want, you want, he wants, she wants, they want, you want, we want.
That was a wonderful game, Coach Avranek. Are you happy?
I'm very happy. I wanted to win, and we did.
Was this an important game?
Yes, it was an important game. It was the first game this year. That's very important. It's important to win the first game.
What did you want to learn in this game?
I wanted to learn where we have problems. I wanted to see the new men play. I wanted to know the men better.
Weren't the men all good?
They were good. I want them to be better. I want them to be very good.
What did you see?
I saw some slow men. I saw some men with problems. I want to work very hard tomorrow. I want the men to work hard. We're going to work tomorrow.
What are you going to do?
I want to practice, practice, practice.
Et maintenant, à vous de vous exercer avec moi. Je vais vous demander la question et vous allez répondre. Do you want to play football? Voulez-vous jouer au football? Et répondez-moi. Do you want to play football? Ou si vous voulez, dans le contexte typiquement africain, des villes africaines, did you want to go to the market? Répondez-moi. N'oubliez pas, la question est au passé. Want devient wanted. Did you want to go shopping? Do you want to buy some new clothes? Voulez-vous acheter de nouveaux habits? Do you want to buy some new clothes? Répondez-moi. Did you want to talk with me? Vouliez-vous parler avec moi? Did you want to talk with me? Pour les questions au présent, avec « Do you want ?», la réponse, très simple, « Yes, I want. » Et vous continuez de votre phrase. Au passé, question au passé, « Did you want ?» Vous répondez avec « Wanted. » « Wanted », c'est au passé. « Yes, I wanted. » « Did you want to go ?»« Yes, I wanted to go. » « Did you want to go to the movies ?» Yes, I wanted to go to the movies. Dans le cas de vouloir quelque chose pour quelqu'un d'autre. I want them to learn. Je veux qu'ils apprennent. I want them to learn. I want them to become better. Voilà qui termine cette 30e leçon de English USA. Did you want more? That'll be for next time. Au revoir et à la prochaine fois. Goodbye.
Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais?
C'est fait!
Avec Anglais Télé, notre programme interactif télé multimédia.
C'est à votre tour de parler.
It's your turn to talk.
No, it's my turn to talk.
No, it's their turn to talk.
Mais vous aurez l'occasion d'intervenir en direct.
Et de pratiquer l'anglais avec...
Michel.
Et Roger.
Nous répondrons à vos questions.
Nous vous aiderons à formuler vos phrases. Participez à Anglais Télé.
Retrouvez-nous aussi sur notre groupe Facebook Anglais Télé.
I'm Michelle Joseph. You can find us on Facebook, Anglais Télé. I'm with Dan Crafton, my colleague. Bienvenue, Dan.
Bienvenue, Michelle. Merci.
Merci. Welcome. Merci. Welcome, Dan. We are talking about human emotions, and we are moving on to three more. We're going to look at some negative ones.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
A lot
Not
of
everything
negative
is positive.
Ones, yeah. Right.
So we're going to look at anger as one of the first major negative emotions.
Not a good one.
Not a good one.
No. Anger doesn't get you anything but more anger.
Ooh, so anger...
Begets anger.
Begets anger. I love that term. Basically, it grows. So what will quench anger? What will quench anger?
Love.
Love. Okay, so the opposite.
And trust and all those things we talked about before.
Absolutely.
Will get rid of anger.
Right, so anger is powerful. Anger manifests itself with a lot of energy, anguish.
Negative energy.
Negative energy. It's hard for me to try and be angry right now. It's very difficult, you know, because I'm with Dan and we're having a good time, so...
Right.
But
all we need is champagne
what makes
caviar.
You angry, Dan? Let's dig in here and see what would make you angry. Let's just see a little of what this anger could look like.
People who judge other people for the wrong reasons.
Ooh, to be judged by somebody else.
Well, I mean, everybody's judging
way.
All the time.
Right, right.
But they have to judge with some kind of information.
Right, so when it's unfair,
right.
that gets you
oh,
angry.
Oh, that really... tease me off.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a few things.
Yeah,
like, for example, if I'm driving in traffic, the other day, I'm driving in my lane, and somebody tries to cut in.
Oh, terrible.
And we're all crawling, so, you know, it's not like that person's going to get ahead if they get in. But he tried. And I said, no.
So you didn't let him in?
I did not let him in. It made me mad. It made me angry. So
it probably made him mad, too.
Right. So to be mad, to be angry, it's the same thing. Similar. Okay?
Right.
So...
did he keep trying to cut in?
I ignored him and just looked straight as though he weren't trying to cut in, and that was it.
Okay.
I wanted to tie into anger. I wanted to tie another very strong emotion that's very negative, fear.
Oh, yeah.
La peur, la crainte, anything that scares you, basically to paralyze you from doing something, and then basically the end result is negative for everybody involved.
Well, fear can be caused by a lot of different things, though. Fear of heights, fear of animals, and that's when we come to the next thing.
Okay, but fear... Fear... maybe when of the unknown and or fear of something that could possibly harm you. And this really invades you and paralyzes you when that...
Well, you know, in a negative, positive way, you can have fear in a love situation, too.
That's true. Dan is such a romantic. He always has to bring love back. And I like that.
No, you can...
I like that.
I mention it because people that are really, truly in love fear being out of love.
All right. Or you know what I'm saying? They fear for the well-being of the person they love.
Right.
They want everything to go well for that person.
Yeah.
So they have fear that something could happen to that person as well.
Or to them together.
Right, or to them together.
And that's what I'm saying. That's where the link there.
Fear and love.
The negative-positive link works.
Okay.
You know.
So fear, it's a strong emotion that's negative that will stop you from doing the positive thing. And sometimes it's because something is unexplained. There is maybe the fear of the unknown.
Right. Or the fear of the known.
Or the fear of the known, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, in that case, let's go to hate, right?
No, in that case, we should go to phobias.
Oh, phobias. Okay.
Because that's all the fears.
Oh, yes. Phobias are magnified.
Right.
Magnified fear, right?
Yeah. It's fear of everything. Fear of heights. Fear of being indoors. Fear of being outdoors. Fear of snakes. Fear of spiders. Fear of...
So fear of... Of life, also, maybe.
A phobia, you know, claustrophobia.
Okay.
Fear of being in a closed space.
Right.
Acrophobia, fear of being in a height.
Okay.
You know, arachnophobia, fear of spiders.
Okay, so actually
it's
this
all
connected
fears.
To fear.
Yeah, it's all fears.
And this, I think the phobia, it's fear, but in a pathological way.
Pathological way.
I mean, it's nearly like an illness at this point.
It is an illness. And a lot of times it can never be cured.
Okay, so it's not that emotion that comes and goes.
Oh, no.
Like we were talking about having anger, having fear, having joy.
This is pathological. There is words now that some hypnotist or psychologist or psychotherapist can do hypnosis or do treatments and reduce the phobias and reduce the fear level. But that doesn't work for everybody.
Okay.
Sometimes it's there forever.
All right. Well, let's hope not.
Yeah.
On that note,
I don't
let's
have any
take a little
on
pause
yeah.
and we'll be back talking about human emotions with Dan Crafton.
Yeah. Thank you, Michelle.
Like to follow joy with love. Let's stick to the positive ones right now.
Okay, good.
And yeah, love, I think everyone understands. L'amour, le grand amour. And love, of course, is just an immense category.
And when you're in love, nothing is wrong.
Okay, being in love is être amoureux, which is a bit different from that big love. It's
a
part of that big love.
Yeah, I mean, that can encompass love of family, friends, wives, girlfriends.
Love of life.
Right, love of life.
Someone who's full of love.
Your love of being alive.
Yes.
You know.
And caring for your fellow human beings and...
And good friends.
Right, so that's a wonderful...
Emotion.
And I'm going to top that off with trust.
Oh, yeah, because without trust, there is no love.
La confiance.
Right.
Sans confiance, il n'y a pas d'amour. Without love, no trust. That's a wonderful way of putting that.
I just made that up.
Well, it fits. It fits.
Yeah.
Without trust, there is no love.
Or love is hard.
Yes, because trusting actually it relates to the heart as well. To entrust someone with, you know, with your heart or with everything.
With your feelings.
With your directions,
with your life. And if you lose trust, it's very hard to maintain love.
Absolutely.